أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Dear brothers and sisters, this is the live webinar on the benefits of Laylat al-Qadr, also known as the Night of Decree. So I'd like to start off our live webinar with this special night with a very beautiful hadith from Imam Ali alayhi salam. Everything has a treasure, and the treasure of the poor is Al-Qadr. Everything has a helper, and the helper of the weak is Al-Qadr. Everything has an ease, and the ease of those in difficulty is Al-Qadr. Everything has a chief, and the chief of knowledge is Al-Qadr. So what we will discuss in this webinar. First, I'll run through briefly the recommended acts of Laylat al-Qadr. After then, inshallah, we will look briefly at the surah that is about this blessed night, which is Surah 97, and also why it is an important night. Then I will conclude with the benefits of this night, inshallah. Recommended acts for Laylat al-Qadr are but not limited to these. Ghusl, charity, namaz, seeking forgiveness, reciting Quran, tasbih, supplications and duas like munajat tabiyan, dua tauba, dua kumail, joshan kabir, zirat of Imam Hussein, and dua of makrim akhlaq. Asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the hastening of the reappearance of our Imam, Imam Zaman, may Allah hasten his reappearance, is very special and extra rewarded throughout this night. So doing as many as you can for asking is beneficial, and inshallah will be accepted. The 19th of Ramadan in 40 AH marked the beginning of one of the greatest losses of humanity. A man who had given everything to others, who had been oppressed but never thought of revenge, who forgave his enemies, who helped the weak and fathered the orphans, was prepared to meet his Lord. When it was dawn, Imam Ali alayhi salam proceeded to the mosque slowly. Imam arrived at the Kufa mosque and prostrated himself before Allah Almighty subhanahu wa ta'ala. At that time, Ibn Muljim, may Allah's curse befall him, dealt such a blow on his head, everything in this world became heartbroken, except the face of Imam Ali, who cried out, "By the Lord of this Kaaba, I have been successful." Recommended dua for this is the zirat of Imam Ali on this special night. Surah Al-Qadr, which is Surah 97 in the Holy Quran, I will read it in English. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. Surely we have sent it down in the night of Qadr. What will make you know what is the night of Qadr? The night of Qadr is better than 1,000 months. The angels and the spirits descend in it with the permission of their Lord for every affair. Peace until the breaking of dawn. Explanation of Surah Qadr and why it is an important night. This is a brief overview of the Surah Al-Qadr. Surely we sent it down on the night of decree. The Quran has come down in two revelations. One kind is the Quran came down at once in one night to the holy heart of the Holy Prophet ﷺ, or from Bayt al-Ammar, Mamar, which is the fourth heaven where angels are, to the lowest heaven of this world in Shahr Ramadan. It is good to note here that the following ayat show the immediate revelation. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. The month of Ramadan, in which was revealed the Quran, a guidance for the people and clear proof of guidance and criterion. This is Surah 2, Ayat 185. The second revelation is that the Holy Quran came down in portions, gradually during the entire period of the call, which was 23 years, starting from the 27th of Rajab. In Quran, we see in Surah 96, Ayat 1, recite in the name of your Lord who created. This was the first ayat revealed to the Prophet on the 27th of Rajab. Note that the following ayat shows the gradual descent. In Surah 17, Ayat 106, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. And the Quran which we have separated, that you might recite it to the people over a prolonged period. And we have sent it down progressively. And what makes you know what is the night of honor is? The night of honor is better than 1,000 months. This sense shows that the importance of this night is so much so that even the Holy Prophet ﷺ, with his vast knowledge, did not know it before the revelation of this verses. We know that 1,000 months is equal to more than 80 years. Truly, what a great night. It is cited to some commentaries that the Holy Prophet ﷺ has said, one of the members of Israelites had spent 1,000 months having his fighting dress on and being always prepared for the holy war on the path of Allah. The companions of the Prophet became surprised and wished that there might have been that sort of virtue and honor for them too. Then the above verse came down and said, the night of honor is better than 1,000 months. The angels and the spirits descend therein by Lord's leave for every affair. Regarding the term tanazzala, at which indicates on a future tense verb with a sense of continuity, makes it clear that the night of honor, the night of Qadr, is not only for a period of call and the descent of the Quran, but it is a permanent fact, and it is the night that the angels repeat every year on this night. The Arabic word for spirit is ruh, and it is said in this ayat, it means that it is an important creature greater than angels. The angels of divine inspiration descend therein for every affair. It is said in tradition from Imam Sadiq al-Islam that a person asked him whether ruh is the same as Jibril, and he replied, Jibril is one of the angels, and the ruh, the spirit, is greater than angels. Has Allah the Exalted not said that angels and spirit descend? Here it is that the angels descend to promenade and assign the fates and to bring any blessings and goodness on that night. Al-Majlisi quoted from his father in Bahr al-Anwar, Imam Abu Abdullah al-Sadiq alayhi salam says, during Laylat al-Qadr, the angels and the spirits and the trusted scribes all descend to lower heavens and write down whatever Allah decrees that year. And if Allah wishes to advance something or postpone it or add thereto, He orders the angels to erase it and replace it with whatever He decrees. Peace it is till the rising, the dawn. It is the night on which both the Quran has descended and worship and vigilance therein is equal to 1,000 months. On this night, the divine blessing comes down and his special grace covers the creatures, and the angels and the spirits descend. Thus, it is a night full of safety from the beginning to the end, in which, according to some narrations, even Shaitan is fastened in chains, and from this point of view, that night is secured too. So the importance of Laylat al-Qadr. The name Laylat al-Qadr was used because Allah Almighty determines in it for everyone all what will happen the entire next year. The Qadr in this sense means destiny. According to Al-Qumi's tafsir, such destiny includes life, death, subsistence, abundance of crops or famine, and everything good or bad. This means that Allah, the Glorified and Exalted, determines in this night each and every event to occur during the next year to any and all of His creation. As we see from this tradition, how important it is on this night to do the recommended acts, because our du'as are answered, and this can make the decree for the next year beneficial for us. Or, if we sleep away the night, neglecting its importance, It could mean Allah would not forgive us of some things, and due to us not supplicating in this night, we may have a harder year. Du'as can change what Allah has set for us in an instant, so it is very important to do du'a, pray namaz, in this blessed night. It has been perfectly said by Ayatollah Mirza Jawad Tabrizi. One should not forget to select a period for having a private union between himself and his Creator, and during this period should concentrate his mind and soul at this point, that that Allah, the Glorious and Exalted, is completely aware of his helplessness and disobedience, as well as able to rescue him from wretchedness. Because his generosity, magnanimity, love, and kindness do not have any limits, then he should tie his hopes towards his threshold of generosity and benevolence, should look forward towards his blessings and bounties, and should listen carefully to the blowing of the breeze of his love. In this night, we should have been prepared from prior days and ready to seek forgiveness and rely upon Allah and his mercy and generosity. This night can be the start of our change from vices to virtue, readying ourselves to become the best servants to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and preparing ourselves to be on guard with a firm shield held tightly in our hands against the whispers of shaitan. So what are the benefits of this night? Among the nights of Ramadan, there is one special night which is better than 1,000 months. Good deeds performed on this single night are equal to most those performed over 1,000 months. It has been here we will end our webinar with two last traditions narrated from the Holy Prophet that Prophet Musa in his prayer said, O Allah, I desire your nearness and union. My nearness and union belongs to someone who remains vigilant and awake during the night of power. Replied Allah, Prophet Musa said, O Allah, I want your blessings and forgiveness. My blessings belongs to someone who is kind towards his destitute on the night of power, replied Allah. Prophet Musa alayhi salam said, O Allah, I want to pass through the bridge of Sirat on the road of paradise safely. The safety in passing through the bridge of Sirat belongs to someone who pays alms on the night of power, replied Allah. Prophet Musa said, O Allah, I want the trees and the fruits of paradise. They belong to someone who does not forget to remember me and praise me on the night of power, replied Allah. Prophet Musa said, O Allah, I wish to have your pleasure and consent. My pleasure and consent belongs to someone who offers 2 rakat prayer during the night of power, replied Allah. One of the traditions and the greatest of all, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam states that when Laylatul Qadr approaches, the Almighty orders Jibril alayhi salam to descend accompanied by a crowd of angels to the earth with a green banner. He would mount the banner on top of the Kaaba while having 600 wings, one of which is not spread except on Laylatul Qadr. So he would spread them during that night, and he and all other angels would greet everyone who is standing for his prayers, sitting, adoring, or reciting the Holy Quran. They would shake hands with them and pray that the Almighty accepts their pleas, and they would continue doing so till break dawn. It is then that they would ask Jibril, what has the Almighty Allah done with the wishes of the believers among the nations of Muhammad alayhi salam? He would answer, the Almighty Allah has looked upon them on his night and forgiven them, all of them, except the following. One who is addicted to drinking, one who severs his ties with his kins, and one who is a troublemaker. As you see, that the benefits to remaining awake in this night is that of more than 1,000 months. Remaining awake, remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, will bring great benefits to our year to come. If one hopes for the hereafter and the pleasures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one would remain awake during the recommended acts, especially the acts of repentance and du'as for the benefit of the year to come. But one must be cautious when we approach this night that we have done something to prevent our du'as from being answered, like consumption of alcohol or cutting the ties to the relatives that are not good, they are not mended, we should mend them, and making a vow not to cause trouble in the world, being obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We may benefit greatly from this night, seeking forgiveness, supplicating our requests, doing namaz, and having hopes only in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Truly, in this night, it is a night to start the virtues of hope in only Allah, and to a reminder, all comes from Allah, and we are helpless and needy. Let it be a night that we come humbly to, and a night that starts our obedience in ridding any arrogance or ego we may have lingering in us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us His nearness to Him and rid ourselves from the vices that have stained our soul. Wa akira anta dawana wa alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Amen. And that concludes this live webinar. If you have any questions, you may ask. Inshallah, I am able to answer. If not, I will seek out the answers for you.